We're doing Brachot Rav Tachaftet Amud Bet, the two dots. Rav Elezer Omer said to Tokeven to Yatot HaChanunim. We said in the Mishnah, Rav Elezer says, if you make the tefillah a set thing, then it's not really asking mercy. My keva, the Gemara says, what does that mean? I'll set to Yatot keva. He says, if the prayer is like a weight on him, it's weighing down on him. Oy vey, I have to daven. And the rabbis say, it depends on how you talk in your prayer. Do you daven in a way that reflects that you're begging Hashem, or do you daven in a way that we all know how davening looks like, right? Rabbi Rav Yosef dam mitalvayu, so Rabbi and Rav Yosef both say, kol sheino yachol lechadesh badavar. Whoever can't say anything new in his prayer, you just keep saying the same thing every time. Why can't you say anything new? Amar Rabbi Zera, na yachin la lechadush ba'milta, mistafina dima matridna. Rabbi Zera says, I could really say something new every Shmoneh Esrei. I'm just scared I'll lose focus. Abai Barav and Rav Chanina Barav dam mitalvayu, kol shen mitpalelin dumdumei chama. They say, you know what it means? Tfilato keva? Tfilato keva is that you're always careful to, you just have a set minion. But if you really meant it, you'd catch the first minute and the prime time to daven before Hashem. In dimdumei chama, as the sun's rising or just before the sun's setting. Amar Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Zera says, Meyei Kra, what verse indicates this concept? Yeruchim Shamesh v'ifnei arech dor dorim. They greet you, so to speak. Hashem, they come before you. They fear you as the sun rises, that's those who daven nates, and just before the sun sets, they come before you to pray again. In the West, in Israel, they curse any person who waits till the last minutes to daven mincha. My time shaita, because everyone knows, the last minute, suddenly a person has to go to the bathroom. Suddenly, his boss comes in and says, I need you right now. Suddenly, his beeper goes off and he has to go on atzalakul. Everyone knows the last minute is prone to hazard. So that's why in the West they curse anyone who waits to the last minute. Don't say, I'm waiting for the last minute because it's prime time. No. You make sure to get your mincha in before that. So we paskin like the first two opinions, that one has to daven Shmoneh Esrei both in an external and internal manner that indicates his compassion. Meaning, a person shouldn't say, oh, you have to go daven. He shouldn't externally express it. And internally, the way he speaks and the way he expresses his davening as well, it's not just the attitude prior to the davening, but also during the davening, the attitude has to be a compassionate one.
Does that mean that halachically you can't quote about tefillah?
Correct. Correct. That's it. Rabbi Yeshua Omer. So we went from Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanos to Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Hamalech b'inkom sakana mitpalel tefillah k'tzara b'chol parshat ha'ibur. Rabbi Yeshua says, he who's traveling in a dangerous place, he who's traveling in a dangerous place should say a short prayer, and the short prayer is, Hashem, save your people Israel, bechol parshat ha'ibur, their needs should be before you. So now the Gemara is going to define, my parshat ha'ibur, what does it mean at all parshat ha'ibur, at all junctures of ibur? What does that mean? The word ibur, he translates from the word evra. When you feel anger, even at times when you feel anger towards them, just like a woman who's pregnant, so to speak, she's overflowing, so too, if you're overflowing with anger towards us, nonetheless, may all our needs be before you. That's such a fitting davening, you know. If a person's going in a place of danger, think about it. They tell us today that Iran brought a warship into the Mediterranean. They tell us they have 200,000 missiles aimed at us. 200,000 missiles. How many citizens are there in this country? That's one missile for every four citizens? How many? I don't know. Say, how many citizens are there? One missile for every 20 citizens? Say, okay, so do the math. Every 25 citizens have a missile. Boy, that's a number. Okay, 200,000 missiles aimed at us. So you turn to Daven to Hashem and you tell yourself, okay, I could always ask, right? But the Mishnah tells us a very interesting insight. When there's a time of danger, you realize, maybe Hashem's angry. Maybe I can't fix everything right now.
So what do we say, says Rav Chisda? Afilu b'shah shata mitmale aleim evra. Even when you're filled with anger at Israel, like a pregnant woman, so to speak, you're overflowing. It's beyond your course of nature. You've held back this far, beyond all logic. Nonetheless, we say, Hashem, save your people Israel. Even bechol parshat ha'ibul, even at moments of such anger, yiyu kol tzochem nefanecha, may all their needs be present before you, take care of us. So that's his interpretation of the prayer. At a time of danger, so this is what you say. Others say what he said is, afir b'shashem ovrim al divrei Torah. Even if they're transgressing the Torah, yiyu kol tzochem nefanecha, may all their needs be revealed before you. So that's parshat ha'ibul, when they break away to sin. Nonetheless, we ask you, Hashem, please, may all our needs be before you. And so, theoretically, it would seem one could interject this in his own tefillah, meaning he's talking about saying this as a separate tefillah, as a hamalech minkom sakana, but nonetheless, it's a fitting prayer. Okay?